Bills banning gender-affirming care for minors and criminalizing bystanders around police head to the governor, and a constitutional amendment expanding bail denial advances. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on The Week at the State House.
Indiana would join nearly a dozen other states in banning gender-affirming medicinal and surgical care for anyone under age 18. That's after House Republicans sent such a ban to the governor's desk this week. Governor Eric Holcomb hasn't said whether he'll sign it into law, though the legislature would almost certainly override a veto of the bill. On-duty police officers would now get a 25-foot bubble around them that the public can't cross under a bill headed to the governor. If a person crosses that invisible barrier after being told to stop, they would be subject to up to 60 days in jail and a $500 fine. And a proposed constitutional amendment approved by a House committee would expand the list of people who could be held in jail before trial without bail. The current Constitution only allows that for those charged with murder or treason. The amendment would expand that to any crime, including misdemeanors, as long as the person poses a substantial risk to someone else or the community. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.